I'm reading verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. Now, Abraham gave a tenth. He worshipped him and he paid tithes to him. He recognized that he was above him, that he was a priest of the Most High God. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. Now, in Abraham, they paid tithes to Melchizedek, and he's superior, therefore, to Aaron and to his family because of that. My friend, one of the ways that you recognize the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ is when you come and make a gift to him. And every gift ought to be not just to a church or to a radio program, but it's a gift to the Lord Jesus Christ. You recognize his lordship, and you're a priest worshiping when you do that. You're recognizing his superiority. Now, verse 6, but he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Well, you'd think Abraham would be superior to Melchizedek, but he's not. Here's a Gentile who's the priest of the Most High God. Now, where'd he get his information? Now, let's not let this out, please. Not to these critics that write me, because even they think I know a few things. I don't even know where he got his information. I do not know the background of this man. And if anybody tries to tell you, he's guessing. He doesn't know either. I can just say it as a matter of fact. I don't know. But he's the priest of the Most High God. And I can't explain a whole lot of things about the Lord Jesus because he's God, but he's my great high priest today. And that's all I need to know. That's enough. Verse 7, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. When you worship the Lord Jesus, you recognize his superiority when you bow to him. Verse 8, and here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it's witness that he liveth, and he'll receive you. You can offer yourself to him. Now, when I offer myself, he doesn't get much. But I have offered it to him, and I'm thankful that he will accept it. Now, verse 9. And as I may so say. Now, a great many people also kid me for repeating certain things. I have certain expressions that I use. My wife gets after me about them. I use the expression today. And she says, why in the world do you say today so much? Well, I said, I say it's today because it is today. And when I say today, that's a fact. That's probably the biggest fact I utter is today. And then I have another thing, and as I may so say. Now, I have good authority for saying, may I say? A man down here near San Diego, he's a retired college professor. He said, I listen to you, McGee, but says, why in the world do you keep saying, may I say? You're going to say it anyway, and you don't have to ask that of me. I'm going to listen to you. Well, friends, it's just an expression we use, and I got good scriptural authority for it. Here it is, verse 9 of the 7th chapter of Hebrews. Write it down, and as I may so say, he says it. I'm going to say it too. Levi also, who receiveth tithes, payeth tithes in Abraham. Oh, does that open up a new line of truth? That means that back yonder when Adam sinned, I sinned. In Adam all die. The reason I'm going to die, if the Lord tarry and you're going to die, you're in Adam. And I sinned in Adam. I was in Adam. And today, I'm perfect. Do you want to know that? I'm in Christ. God sees me in Christ. And I'm perfect in Christ. I'm accepted in the Beloved. Friends, this is scriptural. This is a great truth here. It's stated in simple language. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? In other words, the thing that characterized the Aaronic priesthood is it was incomplete. It never brought perfection. It never gave redemption and acceptance before God to the people. Therefore, we need Christ. For the priesthood being changed, there's made of necessity a change also of the law. We're not under the Mosaic law. The Mosaic law belonged to the Aaronic priesthood, where they offered bloody sacrifices. They go together. We're now in law to Christ, indwelt by the Spirit of God. Verse 13, "For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar." And the Lord Jesus came after the tribe of Judah. And there's no priest that he could never be a priest here on earth. Verse 14, "For it's evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest." That's what the prophecy said in Psalm 110 of the Messiah that was coming, "who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment," that is by some laying on of hands, "but after the power of an endless life." He became a priest by his resurrection from the dead. Verse 17, "For he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof." The Mosaic system went out of style. It wore out. It never gave what man must have perfection. "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God." We now come to God through Christ.